Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I'm so excited for this entry. This is the last entry of 2021. I cannot believe that we are gearing up for yet again another crazy year in the panty. But God willing, I hope you guys are staying protected and safe. This entry, I'm super excited. I decided to end the year strong, and I wanted to give all of our podcast listeners access to my Q&A masterclasses. This is something that I actually offer exclusively to my students within the Fashionpreneur Academy. So all of those students that are in the 90-day intensive course or my 90-day intensive reloaded course, and obviously all of my students that are within the TFA Elite Society. If you are any of those folks, you know that you get bi-weekly access to my very valuable Q&A masterclasses. And I'm so excited because this masterclass in particular was all about forecasting for next year as far as what it looks like for marketing. I ended up preaching a little bit at the end, so forgive me, y'all, but I had to, you know, say a little word, give a little testimony, okay? So definitely sit back and enjoy this Q&A masterclass. It is taught via a virtual software, kind of similar to Zoom. So you won't hear the students' questions. You'll hear me actually reading them. So if you hear some pauses, it's just me waiting for the software to upload the questions that they are asking, because sometimes it could be a little delay. But I know that you guys are really going to find some benefit within this Q&A. So sit back, enjoy, and I hope to connect with y'all soon. Have a great rest of your 2021 and happy new year in advance. Close my email. We're going to get started today on time. All righty, y'all. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, so that was my only update for you guys. I just wanted to reassure you that right now the Fashionpreneur Retreat is moving forward. You know, obviously, if this new strand gets any crazier, if COVID continues to get crazier, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but right now we're moving forward. I don't forecast, and I see that politicians are not forecasting another shutdown. I don't think the economy can even take it. So if anything, I think there'll just be restrictions in place based off of live events and things like that, if that even happens, but we will see. But can y'all believe we're on year three of this mess? I cannot believe we are still dealing with this, but it's here. So we're going to deal with it and take it like a champ. So guys, I hope you all are hanging in there. It is officially the week of Christmas. We are in the last few days, the last 10 days of the year. So I'm so excited about that. This Q&A is always so important to me because it's the beginning of a huge transition and a new shift for us. And I'm really excited to step into this new territory of 2022. And I'm really excited for what it looks like as far as marketing. There's a lot of things happening in marketing in 2022. I tapped in with a few of my friends today. I talked to my friend Brittany that owns an amazing brand called Taste Vitamin. It's actually a wellness and kind of like an adult brand, I guess you could say, where she sells adult products. And she has this vitamin that changes your taste down there. So I absolutely love how spontaneous she is. And she's made a big shift from the fashion industry. She actually was the co-founder of a huge brand called Sorella Boutique that's well known here in LA. Their website is sosorella.com. I mention the brand all the time within the course and within Q&As. So she was one of the co-founders, and she left Sosorella and started her own company. And a lot of people don't know there are different founders of Sorella, or there were different owners. A lot of people just see the influencer as the owner, but there was a lot of contributions creatively that I was excited about with Brittany to see her also incorporate in her new company that she launched, I think almost a little over a year ago. It's been over a year now. She has a six-figure brand that's only growing and scaling. And I talked to Brittany today because Brittany does not run Facebook ads. Because of the type of product that she offers, it gets banned a lot from Facebook and digital ads. So she's been able to really market in different avenues. And I was so excited to talk to her. And I also talked to my friend Hanifa, the founder of Hanifa Official, an amazing designer. I talked to her earlier this morning and we were just talking about different formats of marketing. And Hanifa was just discussing that she's heavily reliant on her email blast. We actually have the same publicist for our fashion brands. So that's a huge help as well. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about what's happening in 2022 as far as marketing and just some data that I was able to get some information. I would say some data I was able to retrieve and gather, and just some things I'm forecasting for 2022 as far as marketing. And then we'll get into Q&A. But I just wanted to let you guys know that. Alrighty. So in regards to marketing for 2022, let me fill you in on where 2020 and 2021 was. 2020 was the year of the millionaire. It was like COVID shutdowns are the scariest thing ever, but for e-commerce, they are a gold mine. And most brands were killing it. We all had our top sales months. Everyone was home. Everyone had extra money. Everyone had their stimulus checks. Everyone was relaxing and sitting online shopping and creating content from home. It was the easiest time to become a millionaire. And Facebook ads were so easy. They were so easy to operate. They were so easy to navigate. It was so easy to have a six-figure month without spending six figures. It was just easy. However, 2021 came. Post-COVID, marketing changed a lot. Post-COVID, and I have a class on this in the Elite Society for you guys, but post-COVID, marketing really shifted. It's also in the 90-day intensive, so you guys will get to that. But Facebook ads have shifted. Apple and Facebook started hating on each other. They used to be best of friends, and they stopped being friends. They fell out. And Apple decided to do this huge update to Apple products, the iOS 14 update, which changed the entire dynamic of digital marketing. With this update, it forced Facebook ads to crash in a sense. It cost more to run ads. It was more challenging to run ads. More ads were being banned because of this update. So Apple pretty much let Facebook know, hey, you might think you run the world, but we run everything that the world is even seeing. Apple announced back in April that they're going to be rolling out ads. So Apple ads are going to be moving soon into the world. And Facebook is realizing that ads could become even more challenging to run once Apple releases ads. So Facebook decided to launch the metaverse. The metaverse is this futuristic, interactive, virtual reality. We're going to have goggles on. We'll be able to virtually shop. You'll be able to virtually watch fashion shows. You'll be able to virtually interact. And it's literally the future happening now. But that type of technology is not cheap, and it's going to cost brands millions and billions to incorporate. I don't know how they plan to connect with smaller indie brands. I'm still waiting for more data on that. But I do know that big brands are already buying real estate in the metaverse. Like one of the fashion houses bought property in the metaverse, like virtual property. So this is something to look out for. So I say all that to say in 2022, I believe that a lot of brands are going to stop being so reliant on Facebook ads. Like I said, I talked to Hanifa today. I talked to my friend Brittany, both fashion powerhouses. Brittany redirecting her brand. So I'm always interested to see what she's thinking and saying, because she worked for such a huge brand that's motivated and pushed the culture. And she's a founder. I'm not even going to say founder, but she was a co-owner of such a huge brand. And now she's the owner of yet another six-figure entity. So we talked about so many different things. We talked about Apple ads rolling out. We talked about SMS, email marketing. We talked about the importance of reels and content creation. We talked about podcasts being your best friend. If you guys can promote your brands on podcasts, you have an empire. For her type of product, it works really, really well. But I find that podcasts are really helpful and insightful for marketing products and fashion brands. YouTube hauls. I want you guys to really practice getting ahead of the curve and not being only reliant on Facebook ads. I need you guys to diversify your marketing ASAP. Don't be reliant on just Facebook ads. That is one form of marketing. So I haven't fully made my decision yet. I have a week, so I need to hurry up. I see that when we hopped on the call, one of my ad agencies actually emailed me the new contract. And I'm really struggling with if I want to continue to run Facebook ads for one of my brands next month. Reason being is my brand is an attainable luxury label where the average price point is about $109. Customers spend $300, $200. And I find that ads are very powerful and more sufficient for fast fashion brands that have low cost items under $50. So if I had a boutique selling $29.99 stuff, $25 stuff, I'd be out the park. But because my brand has such higher attainable luxury price points, I find that I might want to start switching up my budget to attract the consumer I want. I'm going to continue to run ads for one of my companies for sure. And it is still a luxury company. However, I find that we start with a free offer and that free offer is very accessible. So I want to continue to have that available, but I'm going to be changing up how much I'm spending on digital ad marketing. I want you guys to start to diversify your marketing now because I don't know what Apple ads are going to look like in the future. I don't know what Facebook ads are going to look like, but my forecasting is that Facebook ads are not going to be a thing of the past, but they're going to be way more challenging to operate. I don't see Apple and Facebook coming to a common understanding. Like Apple just killed the game and beat the competitor. So just want you guys to know that. So that is the future of marketing. I just wanted to mention those things really quick and let you guys know what's coming in 2022. As far as the fashion industry in 2022, I think a lot of things are definitely shifting there as well. I think that because of these dynamic changes to marketing, brands are going to get more in person. You have to be relevant and you have to resonate. And I think that we're going to start coming from behind the screen more and getting in person. I have some big plans to do that in 2022, that being pop-up installations, pop-up shops, collaborations with other brands, fashion shows. This is the time. Get in person. We've been stuck in the house for 3 years, really. We haven't been able to freely run around and move freely. We have not been free for almost 3 years now. So we're moving into year three of the panty, y'all. So I want you guys to get ahead of that and shift, get ahead of the shift and start being relevant in person as much as you can. Get back to the old school way of marketing. Billboards still work. Promotions on podcasts are equivalent to promoting on a radio, but it's even better because people have lifetime access to the promotions. The promotions get posted on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. It's everywhere. Take advantage of getting in front of your consumers and start doing your research over this next week to find where they are. This is the time of year, guys, where I always write my business plan. I have an entry in the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast from last year where I discuss writing your business plan and how I strategize with a peer of mine and we coordinate and we always make sure we have like-minded understandings of each other's businesses and we plan for the next year to be successful. I want you guys to really consider that for this next week. This is the time to make it happen. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. All right, guys. So go ahead. Let's hop into Q&A. I'm excited to see what questions you guys have. I just wanted to give that little tidbit there. So go ahead. Let's get straight into question and answer. I'll wait for you guys to type your questions. This is the time. Kyra, what I was saying about the negative test was if you're coming to the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2022, a negative COVID test or a vaccination card is required. So you do have to be fully vaccinated or have a negative COVID test to get entry to the Fashionpreneur Retreat. What questions do we have, guys? What questions do we have? Hello, everybody that came in and joined us. Ashley, Nikita, Janae. Hello, hello. All right, guys, what questions do we have today? We're headed into the new year. We are planning, we are strategizing, we're forecasting, we're preparing. What does that look like? Thank you, Veronica. Veronica said, I like the marketing info you gave. Thank you. I also have another entry in the Fashionpreneur Diaries with my friend Donye Taylor. She's an amazing marketing expert and consultant in this game. And she talked about 360 marketing and the future of marketing for fashionpreneurs. And I really want you guys to dedicate a lot of your time to researching and seeing what's coming into the fashion industry, but also what's leaving. This is an industry where you have to stay and remain relevant, guys. We all just saw, I also talked to my previous business coach today for an hour. I just was on the phone tapping in with my network today. And I was talking to my previous business coach, Raven Jones. She used to offer private one-on-one coaching. And I was tapping in with her. She doesn't do it anymore. She's retired, just living life. And she started a fashion brand as well. And we were talking today and I was filling her in on like just marketing, what it looks like, things I would recommend for her brand and things that I want her to consider, things that she thinks I should consider. And we were talking about the power of collaboration. I was like, Ray, like, it would be crazy if you did a collab. I want you to do this collaboration. And we were talking about just the power of like the Balenciaga and Gucci collaboration. I'm not crazy over the collaboration, but I think it's such a lit moment in time that you want a piece of it. It's not something that you're going to have access to. It's something that's going to come with more value within the future. It's something available for a limited time. So make sure that you guys are also aware of that as well. Okay. Okay. Do. Nadia, you said you have not been able to access any of the other courses or videos with the Elite Society. Have you missed the email or something? No, the only class, you should only have one class for December. So you get the new class on the first of every month if you're an Elite Society member. So you get that new class on the first of every single month. And then you get access to the two Q&As. So we're going to send you an email. You're going to automatically get an email on the first letting you know that that new lesson is fully available to you. And then you'll get your Q&A schedule. So you have not missed anything. Yes, Matte Brand is a great brand that does collabs. And we were talking about that today, too. I actually spoke on Brianna, who's another great peer of mine that I love. And we've worked together before within the retreat. And Brianna is like a powerhouse. When we were talking at the retreat, we were just asking a lot of questions to her about like, how did you create something so simplistic, so timeless, but yet such a contribution to culture? And she sticks with her niche. And I think that is the main thing. That's the main focus, right? So when you look at brands like Matte Brand, she understands that she's a culture pusher. So she connects with the culture. She does collaborations with people like Jada Cheeves. Like, she does these collaborations. And influencer collaborations are great, too. I've done them in the past as well, and I've seen great results. I'm in a season, though, where I want to do more collaborations with other brands. And I think influencer collaborations work. But I was telling my previous business coach, Ray, today, I was like, you know, be very mindful of who you do the collaboration with. Because I have seen a lot of collaborations where a lot of those huge influencers collaborate and they post on their page, shop my new collection with so-and-so. And it's very simple, but it doesn't look like it resonates as far as engagement on the brand's page. It does pretty well as far as content on the influencer's page. But if you're collaborating with a brand, I think it's a lot smarter to me personally, because you're collaborating with that brand's mailing list. When I did a collaboration with the influencer, that influencer had a huge mailing list. We collaborated with our mailing list, our SMS list, our influencers. Like, we collaborated throughout the entire process. Make sure you're working with a partner that has something to give to you, and make sure that you have something to bring to the table. You have to bring the, you might bring the creativity because you are just in your first year as an indie brand. And they might bring the following, but your creativity is going to bring them more profit and their following is going to bring you more profit. That's a great collaboration. You guys both might have a mailing list of over 1,000 people or more than that, hopefully. And you guys are able to collaborate and connect on each other's mailing list. You want to bring something new to your consumers. And I think that's something I had to learn this year. I was so busy with the Fashionpreneur Academy, so busy on tour, so busy doing all these different things that I kind of wasn't fully able to create in the way that I wanted to. So I promised myself in 2022, I'm creating. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting back into my design mode. I'm going to start this year off at the beach sketching. Like, that's what I'm doing, locking and creating, listening to music and just creating. That's what I do. And you guys have to make sure you're creating not just fashion, but creating opportunities that are going to be culture pushers, like moments in history, moments in time that people won't forget. We'll never forget that time that Balenciaga and Gucci collaborated. We'll never forget the time that Louis put out the bags that were like, multicolored. I'll never forget that time. And like, I think that was like 05, 06 when like they dropped the multicolored bag. It was like the white bag with the different multicolors. We'll never forget these moments in time. We'll never forget seeing them in our favorite music videos. We'll never forget the times when Vaughn Dutch was killing it. We'll never forget the times when True Religion was running the show. Make a moment in time. And moments in time can be created through collaboration. It could be created through you just pushing the culture forward through an amazing photo shoot that people mimic and are inspired by. You guys have to create opportunity, okay? Now, for those collaborations to happen, I want you to start thinking like-minded, though. Don't go for like the big, big, big brand. We all want to collaborate with the huge brands. We all want to be placed in storefronts. I see a lot of brands that, you know, always collaborate with a lot of the same companies. And I think we have to switch it up. And or we attempt to all go to the same companies. We all want to get in the high-end stores. We all want to get in placement in Nordstrom's. We all want to get the placement in Macy's. And these are great opportunities. But guys, think about the peer right across from you. Think about the other indie brand that has 500,000 followers and you have 200,000. Think about the brand that has 500 followers and you have 1,000. You got to start where you are. You guys could do a collaboration. Me and my friend Tez from Baltimore, back from where I'm from, we used to do a collaboration pop-up shop together. And it would be IE times Wishful Looks. And we would collaborate and we would just sell our clothes. I would bring my little rack. She would have her stuff there and we just making it happen. And I think, guys, you have to make sure that you're collaborating with like-minded individuals. I was able to get some of her customers. My customers were able to become her customers. We paid for the opportunity together. We split everything in half. That's what it's about. So create an opportunity that's valuable to your brand. All right. Yes, Telfar and UGG was a great collaboration as well. Okay, I know you went over some things we could do based on marketing. Could you go over an example of what your marketing plan will consist of or how you would go about creating your marketing plans? So my marketing plan, I just write it out. My marketing plan always consists of my budget. It consists of what worked previously. So when I'm creating my plan for 2022, I'm looking at what worked in 2021 and I'm looking at what didn't work in 2021. And I'm also looking at what type of help I need. What type of budget do I need to allocate to make it work? That's what I'm always looking at. I try to make sure I include everything I just told you guys, podcasts. Now I'm going to start researching the top 10 podcasts that I think my consumers are looking at. I have my assistant doing that right now. If I said I want to do a billboard, I'm going to look at my top 10 cities where I am getting consumers from. And I want to see the best locations for billboards that are most affordable. It's simply about you doing the research to align with everything we just listed. So that's what I do for my marketing plan. That's pretty much it. If I know I want to do text marketing, I put aside what I want my budget to look like, how many new subscribers I want to get. It's literally me setting numerical and financial goals to everything that I put out. That's literally it. So if I were to give an example, I would say, you know, for Jane's Boutique in 2021, we saw some consistent revenue. However, Facebook ads, we saw that the return on the investment wasn't very valuable. So in 2022, because of that data, 2022 is showing me that I want to go in a different direction and invest into diversifying my marketing through podcasts, through billboards, through collaborations. And I'm going to list out what that looks like quarterly, then monthly. And then we're going to go into from monthly to weekly to daily. And that's kind of how I organize my plans. It's literally putting pen to the paper saying, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to stick to it. Also, I have a meeting with my accountant every year. We have an end of the year meeting. I just wrapped that up with my accounting team. And we met the very beginning of December. And they told me what they want my goals to be for next year. They have a pretty hefty goal for me. And the first thing that they said, for this goal to be attainable, we have to have the right team in place. I want us to make sure we invest in the right experts this year. We're on the same page, right? So I make sure that I always discuss these things with experts first. My accountant, I look at my financials, and I make sure I place myself in a position to be financially successful. So if it's going to cost me, I have to make a lot of investments in 2022. I'm sewing into my business in 2022, sewing into it. And I don't mean sewing like making a dress. I mean sewing as in harvesting in the future. I'm sewing some investments. So I'm using my personal savings to invest in some things. I'm hiring some people before the sales even come in from the investments from them. I am in talks with a business funding expert. We're getting on a call tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. To discuss some opportunities and to see if I'm the best fit. And obviously, if I'm the best fit, we've already talked about this same person coming in to help you guys get business funding. But I want to make sure that we're in good hands before I pass it on to you guys. So I'm setting myself up for the success. I'm not playing. Anything I say I'm going to do, I'm going to do it. So if I just told you I'm going to have a billboard, I'm going to have a billboard. I'm already working on getting two. If I just told y'all I'm going to diversify my marketing, then I'm going to call my ads agencies and tell them, hey, I know we're in agreement. I want to shut them down. Sorry, can't move on. When I say something and when I see that the data is showing something, I stick with it. And that's what you guys have to do. And if you don't have data yet, you're forecasting based off of your baby not being fully born yet. You know, you guys know I always use the analogy of this baby, right? Your baby might not be born yet. It might still be in the womb. That's fine. But if your baby is born, you have a little bit of data. You have some, you see what the baby likes, what it doesn't like. You know what type of food it likes to eat. You know what type of food it doesn't like, right? So be mindful of paying attention to what your brand is saying. Don't just do what you want to do. What is the brand telling you? What is data telling you? It's not just my responsibility to do this research. It's you guys' responsibility to be a part of the Business Insider subscriptions, to know what's happening in business. It's your responsibility to log in to Business of Fashion, the app that's $24 a month, to get exclusive updates on what's happening in the industry. It's your responsibility to check the data reports for women in business, American Express's Women in Business report for every single year annually. Like, somebody put me onto that years ago and I was blown away with the data. It's your responsibility to do research. It's your responsibility to see what your competitors are doing, not to compete, but to stay mindful of what's coming, what's working. I just told you, I hit up all my competitors today. What's working for y'all? What y'all doing in 2022? Well, I worked in property management. I worked in property management for 5 years while building my brand. When I worked in property management, we had to contact our competitor apartment complexes nearby. We had to contact them nearby. We would have to call them. And we would have to do what's called a shop. And a shop is like you acting as if you're looking to buy an apartment. I'm sorry, rent an apartment, even though you're not, just to get some data on the apartments, just to see what they have new, just to see what they're hiding from you. Like, we were required to do this every few months. And I remember we would also call, and they would call us. And we would say, hey guys, what's your occupancy? What's working for you guys? What are you guys doing for marketing? We would ask each other. Competitor doesn't mean we're enemies. Competitors mean we sell the same product to a similar customer. And it doesn't mean that we can't still assist the same type of customer. However, we have to know each other's data and know what's working to assist each other. I'm on the phone with my peers today. I'm on audio and DM with my peers today. What's working? What's not working? Are y'all simply just checking in with your peers? That's step one. And I think that you guys have to be responsible. Not saying anyone here is irresponsible, but I do notice sometimes an irresponsibility where you guys think, you know, hey, I paid for this course, I'm gonna get everything I need. You know how much continued education I have gotten since my first business coach that I talked to earlier today, Raven? That was the first business coach I ever invested in 6 years ago. Since then, I've had so many other business coaches. I've been a part of so many courses. I've been a part of so many live classes, so many lectures, so many events. I have driven like hours, 5 and 6 hours to go to a conference for 4 hours just to get the right information. It is your responsibility. So guys, this is the time, fourth quarter and first quarter. That's the game changing time. That's how you end. That's how you start. So you guys need to be planning and not just relying on the thoughts of, okay, how am I going to pick out my clothes? That's the easy part. The products are the easy part. How am I going to, what pieces do I want to design? That's the easy part. How are you going to sell it? Okay. How are you going to sell it? So guys, plan everything down to your finances. Be responsible with your finances. This is the time to be saving. This is the time to be looking at if it makes sense to save. People have this goal of saving millions of dollars in the bank, but you're actually losing money on that $1 million every single day. Every day you're losing dollars on it. Is it more valuable to relocate that money somewhere else? Is more valuable to spend it? I paid off my car last month. I paid off my car. I had this money sitting in savings and I was like, why am I doing that when I could just get rid of a whole bill? Boom. Why don't I just pay off this card so that my credit will actually increase tremendously, and that gives me more opportunity to get funding. It's your responsibility to know what's happening financially. And I'm not a guru in finances, but I know enough to say, okay, I can do this, and this will be my result for this sacrifice. Okay. Can you repeat those? I said Business Insider, Business of Fashion. These are listed in the full 90-day intensive too. Business of Fashion, Business Insider, the American Express Women in Business Report. And honestly, guys, I Google whatever I want to know. I Google it. I just Google marketing and fashion. And I look and read articles that are credible. I look on LinkedIn for the authors of those articles so that I can connect. I go in on networking. I go in on follow-up. I go in on research. I also follow Jant Charte, and a tip that she suggested was to list who your competitors are and sign up for their email list to study what they're doing. That's very smart. Very, very smart. I'm very familiar with Jant's, and I might as well tell you guys now. So Jant's of the Boutique Academy is also going to be at the Fashionpreneur Retreat hosting your wholesale tour. So excited. You guys will see the official information this week, hopefully, if we get our flyers done. But I'm so excited about this. So Jant's again, right? Me and Jant's aren't competitors. We're collaborating. I'm on Jant's live. She's on my lives. I'm on her list. She's on my list. We want to know. Lanice, LC Apparel, another partner of mine. She will be hosting the Fashionpreneur Tour for the Garment District and Product Development along with me. We'll be co-hosting it together. We have a great surprise in store for you guys if you come to the retreat, an exclusive that's offered at the retreat. Lanice is going to be doing a lot of things. We're not collaborating. I mean, we're not competing. We're collaborating. That's what we do. So y'all better be connecting with your competitors. This is how we all grow together. That's how we grow. The retreat in year five, I'm not playing. The power of collaboration that y'all are about to see this retreat, I'm so excited about what's coming. So excited. Any more questions, you all? I want to make sure we put aside a good time for prayer as well today, but any more questions? See if you guys have any more questions. I'm excited that we were able to start talking about some things. So you guys have some homework. It's time to do some research. It's time to review your data from last year to see what's going to be incorporated into your 2022, which you're leaving in 2021. And not just as far as marketing, as far as your lifestyle. It might require some new discipline for you to be financially fit for you starting and launching your brand. I don't want you to be a serial student that's in 15 different e-courses, but you never launch. I have a previous student that we worked together for years. Everything I offered, she was there. And I said, where's the brand? Where's the brand? I don't want no more other than to see the result. And when she launched, I was so excited. I'm like, don't get too attached to thinking that you need me. You got everything you need. Do you think you will stop running Facebook ads? So like I was saying earlier, I have not made my decision on it yet. I'm going to do some more research and data pulling. I'm going to look at how much I've spent on ads all year versus how much the revenue has been. I'm going to see if it was worth it. I'm going to see if it's smarter for me to switch up how I run ads. The thing about running Facebook ads, you run them to a custom audience, and then you also run them to a lookalike audience. The custom audience is your actual audience using data that you have delivered to Facebook. So what I mean by that is your mailing list. Let's say you have people on your mailing list. You upload that exact custom audience to Facebook. Let's say that you have IG followers. Then you're telling Facebook, hey, contact my actual Instagram followers. But the lookalike audience to that is basically telling Facebook, hey, take my custom audience of email subscribers and find people that look and act just like them. Hey, Facebook, find people that look and act just like my Instagram followers and connect with them. So what I probably will do if I do decide to run ads, I'm not positive yet, but I'm going to run them for at least January 2022 because I need to transition into the podcast. I need to transition into working with my publicist for a while. I need to transition into all these different things. So I'm not just going to abruptly leave ads. No, that'd be crazy for me. But once I, you know, finish forecasting, what I'll probably do if I do decide to run ads is I might invest more into lookalike audience marketing instead of just marketing to custom audiences. I might wait to market to my custom audiences until I have new information to share with them. I don't want to keep sending them emails on products that's been in stock for 2 years because I'm a designer and I always restock our top sellers. I want my mailing list to see new product. I want them to see new promotions and new opportunities. So I'll probably be smarter about how I send out my marketing and I'll create a strategy. So that's probably what I'm going to do. And I know all this information from what? Studying Facebook ads, from knowing how to run them myself, from taking lessons and classes on how to run ads myself. So it's your responsibility to do that due diligence for you. But for me personally, if I do run Facebook ads, I'll probably invest more into lookalike audiences so that I can attract new consumers through Facebook ads. And I'll probably leave my email marketing, SMS marketing, I'll probably make sure that I market only promotions and new products there. I think that's my strategy, but we'll see. I have a flight tomorrow, and while I'm on the flight, I'm literally going to be pulling all this data. How do you tell where your top customers are from city, state wise? So what you're going to do, question being, how do you know where your top customers are located? What you would do is log into Facebook and you can pull your analytics and you can search your customers by location and you can search by city. And that way you can see where they are if you already have launched. If you have not launched, you won't know this information. It's like a baby where you're trying to figure out the personality before it comes out. And you're like, oh, I hope this baby has my personality. I hope it's like his dad in this way. That's kind of where you are if you have not launched yet. And if you have not launched your brand yet, then you're forecasting this data based off of current trends from your competitors, right? So that's how you would get that information. So you're going to start forecasting. And this is why, guys, it's so important that you just launch. Not saying that anybody here hasn't or has, but I want you guys to make sure you just launch. Because once you launch, you obtain data. So don't be the person waiting for perfection. Be like, the best time to run Facebook ads is after 90 days of your launch because you have 90 days of data. The longer the data has been being retrieved, the more value you have in the ad marketing world. So keep that in mind. Have you ever done a collab with a stylist? No, I think it's possible. I think it's really smart. There are some stylists that totally are designers. A lot of stylists are fashion designers. So there could be opportunity there. I'm not sure how the collaboration would look outside of that. Maybe if you guys got super creative and you did something where you collaborated to style clients, I don't know how valuable that would be. But the only type of collaboration I'm going to do, again, is brand to brand, so business to business, or influencer with business, something that I know is going to be influential and valuable to the culture. But I think it's a great idea to look into. Do you plan to do more reels and video content on social media? Absolutely. That's the future of marketing. You have to have powerful content. If you don't have great content, your ads are literally going to go down the drain. Your ad spend is just going to be the worst. It'll just be horrible. So I want you guys to make sure that you're mindful of that. Since Facebook ads are changing, what do you believe that will mean for shopping on IG and Facebook? I think Instagram and Facebook shopping is going to continue to be a thing, but it's going to be heavily reliant on organic content. Instagram is now a video sharing app, not a photo sharing app. You can still post photos, but they prefer videos. You can post videos as long as you want the videos to be now. The duration doesn't even matter. They are pushing those videos. They're competing with TikTok. They want that. They're even competing with Twitter. Twitter was kind of on a down spiral for a while, but Twitter's lit. People love Twitter. I like Twitter as well because it's just words. People actually have to use their brain. Twitter's fun. Black Twitter is so valuable. It pushes culture. Black Twitter is a beast. So you have to stay relevant through content. You have to have a brand voice. Do you guys follow Wendy's on Twitter? Wendy's is like the most lit account on Twitter. They go in on everybody. They over there talk about Burger King, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. But whoever is working that Twitter account, like, I know they're making six figures. Easy. They are pushing the culture of Wendy's forward. That's what it's about. So you have to invest in content. So yeah, that Facebook and Instagram shopping aren't going anywhere. It's only going to be more valuable. But ads are not the only end all be all for shopping on Instagram. You guys can see a really great reel right now on your Explorer page that resonates. And then you click on that. Then you'll see the shopping icon and now you're shopping. Organic content saves the day every time. Do you think fast fashion is kind of taking over? Not kind of, it already has taken over. I'm kind of nervous about launching because I see so many people complain about certain price points that aren't affordable. Here's the thing with that. Fast fashion has already been running the show for their consumer. If you have a luxury label or an attainable luxury label like I do, then you'll run the show for your market. Fast fashion has nothing to do with me other than when they copy me. And that really has nothing to do with me. I take that with no personal feelings. Like, I used to take it so personal, and now it's just like, it doesn't matter. That's the only way that I'm affected by fast fashion. Fast fashion is very necessary, unfortunately, in today's world. We're talking about business. In today's world, it's necessary. People love fast fashion. People also love luxury. Right? Fashion Nova was the most Googled brand. They also basically are a brand that houses a lot of knockoffs. But it doesn't change the fact that they're the most Googleable brand right now. Googleable. Okay? I think that the comparison is the thief of joy. And I think that when you have to be mindful of who your competitors are. And I think that there's always space and opportunity for what you have because no one does what you do, right? So people are going to complain about prices. People are going to complain about things that aren't affordable. That's the world you chose to enter into. Get in it and launch. The longer you wait to launch, the longer you're creating problems that don't even exist. And I think one thing, I was talking to my therapist yesterday, and my therapist literally had me in tears because she was like, just think about where you were a year ago versus today. I am so proud of you. And she just kept saying how proud she was of me and my growth and boundaries and all these great things. And she was talking about how in 2022, she wants to see me get more locked in with my creativity because I spent 2021 worried about just work, work, work. And we were like, 2022, I need you to lock in with the creativity. No, don't even worry about the monetary ROI. Worry about your creativity being outsourced by the culture. And worry about your creativity just being your outlet. And I was like, love that advice. And she asked me, what was I leaving in 2021? And I said, worrying about things I can't control. I've been stopped doing that. But I stopped worrying about the future that has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. It's not my problem. All I can worry about is today. So me stressing today about my launch 3 months from now, it's not doing anything. I can only worry about today. The most valuable thing you have is time. It's an asset that you can never get back, and you don't know how much of it you have left. Literally, most valuable asset. Also, the most precious thing, the most precious entity is the now. Just like that moment's gone. Live in that and enjoy it and create as much opportunity as you can within that. Don't stress about what anybody else is doing 3 months from now or how people are going to react to it. Of course, you want to pay attention to the trends, the data, and the forecasting. But I work off of, I don't make decisions. I'll say this. I use data as a contribution to my decision making. It is not the end all be all for me. I'm a child of God. I go left when everybody goes right. I was talking to my girlfriend the other day. And I was like, you know, we were talking about having a really vulnerable conversation about just who I am and who she is. And she always tells me, like, three of my closest friends this year have told me, like, my very best friend in the world would always say this to me. My sister would always say this to me. And my friend currently, they always would tell me, like, I don't think you really realize who you are or where you are in life. I don't think you realize, like, you don't move like you realize where you are. And I have access to so many things. I have people's numbers in my phone. I don't think anything of it. But if someone were to have that information, they would be going crazy. And I just don't think of that or put that type of sauce on anything in this world. And they all just tell me how humble I am and how I don't realize my positioning in life sometimes. And I'm like, I think I do realize that. I think you guys have a certain expectation for people in my position. And they were like, no, I don't think you realize it. Then my therapist told me the same thing yesterday, right? So I decided that in this season, I'm going to humbly continue to walk in my journey, be who I am. But I think it's very important that you are okay with not necessarily reaching the expectation of everybody else, but also being mindful of who you are. Be mindful of your brand. Be mindful of who you are. Be mindful of what works for you. I was saying all that to say, though, I remember why I was saying all that. I was like, wait, what am I saying here? I was saying all that to say that my friend was saying, like, yo, my friend works for like this huge company. She has like this huge, like such a powerful position within this company. And she's very successful, very educated. And she told me, like, she said, Jess, I know you don't think you're a celebrity, but you're a person of interest. And I was like, what? She was like, no, if you came into my company, I would put you in the database as a person of interest. And I was like, really? She was like, yes, if you walked in today, no brainer. I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, like I would place you there with these people. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, wow, okay. And she was like, I was talking about how challenging it could be as a person of interest as she calls me, person of interest. I said, do you know how hard it is to make true, genuine friends as a person of interest? And she was like, yeah, I think people think because, you know, you have access to this industry or people in this industry or your peers that those are your people. And I was like, yeah, like a lot of these people aren't my friends. They're my peers. They're my associates. They're my competitors. We're all in the same industry, right? But I said, I have a different walk. I said, I don't want to go with them and stand on couches. I don't think I'm better than nobody, but I've been there, done that. And I'm not even old, y'all. I'm very young. I'm only 30. But I said, I've been there, done that. I've been in the club since I was 16 with my sister ID. Been there, done that. I don't want to do it. I don't want to drink liquor. It's nasty to me. I only want to drink champagne and wine. I said, we were talking about this on Saturday night. I was supposed to go out and I was in the bed. She was like, you're not going to go. I said, girl, I don't go out at these hours. I got to go to church. I got to get up at 7 a.m. to go to church. I get up at 6 a.m. to go train with my trainer. I'm on a very regimented schedule. And I said, the walk that I have is not for this industry. So I stay mindful of that. The walk that I have with God is going to require a different level of me. So you guys got to also get super tapped in. I'm not trying to force religion on y'all. I swear I'm not. I'm not trying to judge nobody. But I feel like my result, my truth, my experience, being disciplined in Christ has changed my life on my decision-making. So I have business meetings with God. One of my good friends, Tatum, has a podcast episode that I listened to last year about having a business meeting with God. She owns a boutique called Blessed and Bossed Up, and it changed my life. And every year I have my business meeting with God. It's going to require a different walk. It's going to require a different fasting methodology. I'm fasting right now on behalf of one of my friends that don't even know I'm fasting for him. It's going to require a different positioning. I fast for my business. I mean, every other day at this point. like I think you guys definitely take this time over the next 7 days. You fast, you sacrifice, and you surrender this business and let God know, like, look, I don't know everything. I'm not a guru. But what I do know is, God, I need your guidance over this. So, God, give me my marketing strategy. God, give me my next creative new drop. God, give me every resource I need for this thing to flow. I don't even know how to talk to y'all and not preach at some point or talk about Jesus. So that's just what I'm going to do. That's just my story. That's what worked for me. And I don't get nothing for telling y'all about the Lord. So I'm going to tell you. So I was saying all that to say, like, you know, your walk's going to be different when you just let God operate it. So I just want to give y'all that testimonial from me. And I'm learning who I am in Christ in a position. And I'm like, dang, I don't move like I have no desire. No desire. Tonight, I'm going to dinner with two of my good girlfriends. Afterwards, we got invited to this party. She's like, oh, you know, you're on the guest list. You're on this VIP list. It's so-and-so's party. Everybody's going to be there. It's such an industry party. I said, girl, I'm going to sleep. I got to catch a flight in the morning. That's just who I am. That's who I've become. And require a lot of this came, y'all, from discipline. A lot of it came from a sacrifice. And what I say all that to say is, like, the lifestyle of being a CEO in Christ is a different walk. It's going to come with a different discipline. And I just want you guys to know that, like, it's just going to be a different discipline. So start setting that discipline up for 2022 now. Like, my first business meeting is with God. I'll take the data and review it, but it's not my decision maker. God, what you want me to do? Because it's been plenty of times God then told them, I can't say he told them anything. I can't speak for nobody else, but they went right and God told me to go left. And when I went left, it turned up. I don't pay attention to what nobody else got going on outside of checking in with my family, as I consider my fashionpreneur peers, my family, to see what y'all working on, what you're not working on, what's working for you. And they do the same with me. Just what you tapping into, what you got coming new, what events you working on. And we tap in together and we break bread together if we can. So don't let these big brands discourage y'all. You have your walk with Christ. Half of them don't even have Christ. These brands aren't even operated by anything that, like, half of these brands be operated by false idols. Honestly, walk with your walk with what you believe in. Walk with your God wholeheartedly and trust in that. Yeah, y'all, you got to be obedient in your walk, man. Be ready to sacrifice it all. I decided, like, God, I'm exhausted this year. I'm passing this whole business back over to you. I'm passing this whole other entity back over to you. Tell me what you want me to do with it and get it back to me. And while you're talking to me, I'm going to be in fasting to make sure I don't miss a thing. Okay. All right, y'all. Well, for time's sake, I am going to get into prayer after that. All right, y'all. So go ahead and bow your heads. We're going to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, I just say thank you. First and foremost, thank you for another year. Thank you for another year. Thank you for another year, Lord. Lord, if you look at the data, the COVID testing data, the COVID vaccination data, the lack of vaccinations occurring, if you look at the data on where we come from, where our ancestors come from, God, we're not even supposed to be here, but somehow you continue to provide and allow us to multiply and grow. Father, you allow us to grow in creativity. You allow us to grow dynamically in who we are as people. Father, I just say thank you. Thank you for keeping your hand on us this year. Thank you for allowing us all to be here and survive all of our hardest days. Father, thank you for allowing us to see the end of 2021, Father. Father, I ask that you bless all those that have gotten through the journey, because it would have been impossible without you. There has been some trials, there's been some tribulations, there's been some losses, and there's been some gains. But Father, we know that it's all within your will and your plan. So we just give you glory. Lord, we ask for you to just protect us as we transition into 2022. Father, we give you the victory in advance for what you're about to do and how you're about to speak to us over the remainder of 2021 and how you're about to just give increase and favor in 2022. Father, I ask that you provide every person with a platform to be visible, a platform to for you to get the glory, a platform for them to be seen as creators within Christ, Father God, and for any other person here that may not know who you are, Father, I just ask that you continue to guide them and keep your hand on them and have mercy on all of us. Have mercy on every single person here, because none of us are any different when we get down to it. We're all sinners. So I just say thank you in advance for your forgiveness over us, Father. Thank you for your mercy over us. Father, I ask that you protect our families during this holiday season. COVID is picking back up left and right. I just can't believe the numbers right now. So I'm asking that you keep your hand on us. I ask that you protect our families. I ask that you protect us during this holiday season. Protect our travels, Father God. Father, as you continue to speak to us over the remainder of 2021, because it's not over yet, I just want to say thank you in advance for the victories. Thank you in advance for the increase. Thank you in advance for the declarations. Thank you in advance for the favor over our businesses, over our creativity, over our minds, Father. Thank you in advance for the thoughts that have been overwhelming us being removed in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you in advance for what you're about to do in 2021. I ask for your protection over the Fashionpreneur retreat that's coming up in first quarter. Father God, I ask that you allow every person to abundantly have the resources to be able to not just attend it, but leave with more than they came with. Father, for those that may not be attending, I ask that you keep your hand on them and provide every bit of resources and education within the Fashionpreneur Academy and ongoing. I ask that you bless them with more information, more guidance, more knowledge, Father. Open doors to more opportunity, Father. Father, I ask that you bless every person here with the right collaboration operations for their businesses, and keep anything away from them that is not of you, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you also increase every person's resources to be able to invest in their careers and invest in these businesses and these purposes that you've granted upon our lives, Lord. Father God, I just say thank you in advance for what you're about to do. I thank you in advance for what you've already done. I thank you for what you have already done. I thank you for what you're doing right now. And I ask that you just give us peace and rest in you, Father. Father, as we sacrifice our businesses back to you, we sacrifice everything back to you, Lord. We just ask that you just take it and rework it and mold it exactly the way that you see fit. Father God, I know that sometimes we think that things are going to be happening in a few days, and sometimes it might take years. So, Father, I ask that you grant every person here patience for what you have coming their way. Father, for we know that you have a better plan, and it's our responsibility to work it and hold your hand and trust you and follow your light. So, Lord, we just say thank you for you being the light, Lord God. And we just say thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. And I just say thank you, Lord, for the victory that's coming and the victories we've already gotten and declared. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All righty. All right, y'all. So I definitely challenge you guys for this last week of 2021 to try to sneak a fast in if you can. And you guys can fast and sacrifice from anything. If you watch too much TV, it's about whatever's taking up your time away from God. It could be TV. It could be social media. I fast from social media all the time. It's become my lifestyle. I ain't never on there, child. If y'all DM me, I ain't on there. Fast from obviously food. I usually do the Daniel fast the beginning of January. My church does it. We do it as a community and as a family, but I definitely encourage you guys to do that. And just do whatever works for you, man. Do what works for you, y'all. Do what works for you. But I'm excited for what's coming, you guys. I will send you all this replay. You'll get it tomorrow morning. So I will make sure you guys get that. Just got to let it download. And I will talk to you guys in 2022. It has been a pleasure. I just want to end this year just saying thank you guys so much for investing in yourselves and investing in me. Thank you for believing and entrusting me with your careers and your goals. I don't take it lightly. I'm so grateful for every single one of you. And just during this season, I just say thank you so much to all of you guys. But during this season, it really, really, really sits heavy on my heart. So I'm so grateful. Happy holidays to all of you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Anybody traveling, stay safe. Stay masked up, please. Cover your nose, cover your mouth, stay protected, y'all. But I will see you guys in 2022. Bye, y'all.
Hey, fashionpreneur, I want to invite you to the TFA Elite Society. For the first time ever, the Fashionpreneur Academy is offering a very low-cost monthly subscription to attain access to our valuable fashion business education. This is the only place that you can get this, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. Our community is only growing. With over 48,000 launches and multiple million-dollar success stories, it's time for us to scale even further and watch more success happen. Within the TFA Elite Society, you will receive one new curriculum every single month. This curriculum is not limited to just fashion design or wholesale buying. But if you want to understand marketing and selling, that is how you're going to scale and profit. So we're going to cover it all. You're also going to get access to two live Q&A masterclasses every single month. So that's three classes total every single month. What I'm most excited about are our TFA Elite Secret Events. We are going to have access-only events for our members, guys. We are hosting some super lit networking events where your favorites within the game will be present, classes, live conversations, and more. This is where the community is going to be built, so you guys have to be there. Also, guys, you're going to get 20% off all Fashionpreneur events and shop fashionpreneur.com products and purchases that you may get. So, guys, make sure you register right now and learn more about the society at thefashionpreneuracademy.com/TFA Elite Society. I'll see you in the society.